All right, back in everybody's attention, please. We're going to call me in your order. Thank you, everybody, for coming. So first on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Do you have a motion?
I make the motion.
Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, motion carried. Next is approval of the minutes. Everybody's received a copy of the minutes. A motion to approve?
So moved.
A motion?
Second.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Wildlife management update, Bob?
We have 10 deer on the airport.
Hmm?
I have no idea how they got on the airport. Well, I kind of have an idea. But airport staff, county facilities, and myself, we're going to walk the entire perimeter fence, see if we can find where these deer have entered the airport. Our county deer eradicator has been contacted, and he and I are making plans to eliminate these deer as quickly as possible. And that's all I really have to say about that. So.
Point out something for those that's never witnessed this. If an airplane hits a deer right after landing, you can kill it by an airplane. Jerry Jones's airplane, you know, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, his crew's flying into airstrip down near their hunting lodge in Alabama. They hit a deer.
Mm-hmm.
It took out the nose wheel, went off into a ditch, airplane caught fire.
Yep.
And if it hadn't been for a couple of good old boys with axes on their pickup truck that cut the windows out of the airplane and got the pilot co-pilot out, everybody on the airplane would have died.
Right.
So deer on airports, yeah. For those of you not aware of, it ain't like deer on the highway. You hit a deer on the highway, you mess up your car.
Yeah.
You hit a deer on a runway and you die.
Yeah, I've got a collection of wildlife strike photos in my files that I've accumulated over many, many years. You're right. So we'll address it, take care of it, and figure out where they're coming from.
Yeah, but Bob, I think we talked, part of that's probably due to the contractor.
Well, yeah, we also...
On the taxiway, we suspect that the gate was left open when it shouldn't have been, so that's about to come to an end, but we still got to chase everything down.
That's right. So. That's right.
Get it down to the end of the aviation.
Yep.
All right. Next on the agenda is airport update. Bob?
Airport update. Taxiway Bravo, currently under construction, will be open for wings and wheels. In fact, tomorrow, all hydro seating in this entire area will take place. The extended weather forecast through the middle of next week looks promising for rain to help this. But we're planning, and there's the striping that's out there right now is the first layer of paint. We are required to lay a second layer of paint, which will include the glass beads. We're targeting either Monday, September 29th, with a window open until Wednesday, October 10th, to paint that one line down the stripe and a couple of turnoff lines, sprinkle that with glass beads. But the extended forecast for Tuesday and Wednesday next week is calling for weather bands from the hurricane that's supposed to be coming up this way next week. So we'll see. Regardless of what happens, we can use the taxiway even without the second layer of paint being sprayed.
When you say we can use it, are you talking about wings and wheels, or are you
yeah.
talking about aircraft?
Talking about aircraft, yeah.
Aircraft for means wheels, because that make you know that's always our bottleneck out there.
Yeah.
Getting aircraft up and down behind where we have the C-130 and the other aircraft parked. So it's going to be real important having that taxiway open. We'll avoid the back taxi issues
exactly.
we've run into in the past.
Exactly.
Okay.
Another bit of good news: the county has received and has signed two grant offers from the Federal Aviation Administration to build the second phase of construction that will ultimately lead to a brand new full-length parallel taxiway Bravo, FAA compliant. This construction, since the grants have already been received and are in place, we had a construction meeting today, progress meeting today on this phase of the project. The contractor for this project is also the contractor for this project, which is great news. All the county has to do is submit a letter of award to the contractor, because the county council has already awarded the contract. We just need to forward the letter. That'll give the contractor plenty of time to be able to acquire materials over the winter, and they're targeting a mid-March construction. And this project, the time frame that's allowed for this project is considerably less than this project. I can't remember the amount of days off the top of my head. I think it's like 150 days or something like that. So, and just as a reminder, to complete the entire Taxiway Bravo project, the FAA kind of put us in a situation where we have four different construction phases. First construction phase is what you see out there right now. Second construction phase is what we received two FAA grants to initiate. Third construction phase will be this portion of Alpha. And then the fourth phase will take the new Taxiway Bravo, I'm sorry, to the threshold of 2-2. So the reality is with the FAA nowadays, they just don't have the resources to be able to grant us a single construction grant in the amount to complete the entire project. They told us to break the project down into no more than $3 million per year in FAA grant awards. And it's a $13 million project.
So the good news on the next phase with a lesser duration is we plan to start at the same time next year, but we won't be kissing up against Wings and Wheels.
Right.
So we expect to be done 1 to 2 months earlier than this time next year. So all else being as planned.
Yep.
So that should work out well.
And of course, I'll send out emails to everybody announcing, because we are going to have to close Taxiway Hotel and that portion of Taxiway Golf between Alpha and the runway to complete the paint. It has to dry. Shouldn't be more than 4 hour closures. So, any questions on Bravo? Mark, you want to talk about the Eastern Shore natural gas line?
Yeah, so just real brief. There should be a handout, 2 pages in your packet. We introduced the extension of Chesapeake Utilities gas line at the April meeting. So the first page, which is the exhibit, is for the most part hasn't changed. It shows the intended routing. And the purpose is to interconnect with the system that's already in our business park or industrial park. It'll run across the airfield and then interconnect into the airport portion of the airport. Eventually, they want to tee up service up Airport Road to the school and some other facilities, but this will be their first phase. So we, as I mentioned in April, we entered into an advanced customer agreement with Chesapeake Utilities to support the installation of the project. What we did know in April, we know now, we actually just had a meeting Monday, I guess it was. The schedule, we got everything approved. Chesapeake has the resources in place, and it looks like they're going to begin construction by the end of October, possibly the second week in October. So we'll be sending notification out as to where they're going to be. We went over safety precautions and protocol access requirements, the need to keep open access along all the roadways, and obviously for the tenant lease areas as well. So there'll be I imagine one-on-one communications between the contractor and a lot of the tenants as the progression of construction happens. The second sheet, we showed this before. This was the initial set of 12 buildings and customers to be served with meters and service points. So this hasn't changed. Some of these are, you know, county facilities, and some of these are private facilities. We do have the ability to add on to this, as they mentioned in April. So any interested tenants that are along the route that want to be connected in the future, we're here to help facilitate that communication with Chesapeake, and they're on board to make that happen. They have to install these first because that's all part of the advance agreement from a cost standpoint. So it'll be a 4-inch line, and then the service lines will be an inch and a half with a meter in each one of these buildings. Time duration for construction, they're estimating 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. So we should be done certainly by the end of November.
So that is all, well, most of it's inside the fencing.
Right? Yeah.
A good portion of it is, yep, until you dog leg out along Rudder.
Right.
So that we've got access control all teed up. They know the protocol. They know the safety requirements.
Is that going to be a directional board?
The majority of it will be directional drill. Yes, okay. Especially in, you know, near our runway. So,
yeah.
But all the equipment's going to be outside of our safety areas for the taxiways, taxi lanes, and our runway. So it was multiple iterations of the design group because they had a hard time getting it right, the alignment,
sure.
And so forth. So we think we have a good connection alignment at this point.
Like down here, where these hangers are, it's out in front of the hangers on the upward side. Is that going to be
a lot of that will be a directional drill. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're not anticipating any need for pavement closures because of the directional drilling.
No, that was one of the requirements.
Yeah.
So we didn't want any pavement restoration, and we didn't want any pavement disturbance. So they're committed to the drill out on this. So once they get the equipment set up and the pipe fused, it should go, you know, really well. We have an inspector assigned to make sure that, you know, everything goes along according to schedule.
What was the time frame for it?
End of April at the latest for start. Could be earlier. And 4 week duration is the estimate.
October. End of October.
For start. At the latest.
So April, October.
October. Did I say April?
End of October, okay.
That's
this
was
year?
The last meeting.
This year.
I hope it's this year. We can't go another year on this.
That's why I'm asking.
It's already been, I don't know, 3 years. And the costs keep going up, so. No, we gotta get it done. So.
And what did you say, 4 weeks?
4 weeks max. So that's the update. Any questions from anybody on that?
All right, no questions. Next on the agenda, discussion of role of the Airport Advisory Committee.
This is a topic that that Larry brought up, which is a great idea. I mean, if any of the Airport Advisory Committee members have never read the bylaws, here's the perfect opportunity to do so. The bylaws were approved by Sussex County Council back in January of 2019. Again, if you haven't read these, obviously the bylaws are broken down into sections. You know, they discuss the objective of the Airport Advisory Committee, the members, how meetings are held, procedures. But I think for the topic for this evening's discussion is probably found on the third page, item number 7. Areas of emphasis. You know, this is what you guys are supposed to be doing or are encouraged to do. Larry, you're the one who brought it up as a subject for discussion.
Well, the reason I brought it up was, you know, when the Airport Advisory Board was created a number of years ago, several of us in this room have been on since it was created. One of the first tasks we did was there were no real rules and regulations and the other things for the airport. And so Jeff, you was on the committee, Rick, you were on the committee, I was on the committee, and we worked with the airport manager at the time and reviewed, made recommendations, made a lot of changes and evolved. So you got roughly 200 years, I'm just doing real quick math around the room, right? Roughly 200 years of aviation experience in this room, pilots, aircraft owners, and operators. Yeah, you don't have any pilots, aircraft owners, and operators that's on your side of the fence. We're the users, you guys are the owners of the airport, but we're the users of the airport. So we bring a tremendous amount of experience to the table for advice. But it seems that we've grown away to where we have our meetings only to be updated with all the decisions that's already been made. So I thought it's a good time to just look back and say, we've got a lot of resources here. We're all part of the same family. We got a lot of resources we can bring to the table as the users. Let's don't do what Cracker Barrel just did, or what Harley Davidson, or Jaguar, or Bud Light did.
Right.
They didn't know who the customers were. Okay, and they made a lot of. It's not a real good analogy, but it is in a way. Mm-hmm. I come from the business world. A lot of other people in this room come from the business world. The first thing you need to know. Know your clientele, know your customers, and we, the owners and the pilots and the operators here, are the users of this airport. And we got a lot of experience that we could bring to the table when we start looking at some of these projects. So I just thought it was a good time, bring it up, take a look at it. The airport manager has changed since this was done. The airport, the county administration has changed since all this was done. The county engineers have all changed. You know, everyone that's at the county involved with the airport is all different than the ones that was originally involved when all this first came up. So I just thought it was a great time. Hey, let's talk about it again. Let's bring it up. And we got a lot of people here who are based right here locally that could bring a lot of knowledge to bear from the user side.
I had a question. I'm looking at page one, and I don't know, I've been probably 4 or 5 years, but have there been regular, it says one business park tenant representative. What's been the history there with one business park representative? In that, because maybe I'm not aware, but I haven't really.
Well,
says
that again.
One business park representative.
Mark Ryan,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Mark Ryan.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm here to represent the business community outside
Right. I know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I was just curious. I just wanted to make sure if there, that was the only one.
Okay.
The
only one asked.
I mean, just to read off the 9 areas of emphasis. Number 1, provide a communication forum for airport topics, issues, and opportunities. Number 2, ensure the long-term financial health of the airport. I could use help with that. Number 3, encourage the development and operations of general aviation businesses. I could use help with that too. Number 4, the provision of quality aviation products, services, and facilities to the public at the airport. 5, review and provide recommendations for consideration and possible inclusions into the airport master record. We can postpone that for another 10 years probably. 6, submit recommendations for consideration and possible inclusion in grant applications for airport projects. Great idea. We can talk more about that at a later date, because we're actually in the process of scheduling our capital improvement plan meeting with the FAA, which will probably happen in early October. 7, assist in marketing of the airport and related aviation activities. We're going to talk about that on the next subject item. Where am I? Number 8, share and disseminate information to airport tenants, customers, and affiliates. Nine, ensure compliance with FAA obligations to ensure and continue source of funding for airport development. From my perspective, number nine is critical. So, you know, I mean, if anybody has anything that they want to share or an idea that may have just popped up in their head after reading off those nine areas of emphasis, you know, the floor is open.
I mean, I'll just tee in an opinion. Larry, I thank you for bringing this to our attention. I think this is a very good topic to discuss. And I believe in my 3 years here, we haven't engaged enough with the experience here at the airport. I think we need to do better, all of us. So I think this is a great topic. I think what might be good for us to hear on the owner operation side is your ideas, all of your ideas from experience. Where would you like to dip in with recommendations? What do you think, where do you think the improvements are? You know, we talked about the grant application. You know, by the time we get to the fall, it's too late. Maybe we need to hear from you all in the springtime before we get to our draft airport capital improvement plan. You know, things like that. You know, so,
like we did with rules and regulations, the airport advisory board appoints a subcommittee. The subcommittee works with you like
exactly.
We did with the rules and regulations. Brings the ideas from all the tenants on the airport. Sit down and talk about some of these kind of things. Because some of the things you all may be thinking about maybe not things that we're all thinking about as our priorities as the users. So that's why I'm saying we...
Oh, and vice versa.
Let's keep the door open both ways.
But maybe, and I don't know if it's tonight or whether it's between this
not
meeting and the next
tonight.
Meeting.
Maybe
you all can come to us with a list or a few items of things that you would like to work on for us or investigate or... together or study or recommend, whatever it is. All those words are in here and I think they're all good, but we would like to hear from you and we would take that back and review it and consider it, and maybe some things are off limits because they're tied to fiscal budgets or whatever, but I think we need to hear that. I think we need to be more open to hear that, and then we would have an open dialogue as to what we think the next productive step would be. That's my opinion.
I think one of the things that we used to always talk about, we knew the airport was not going to make money. We always had that in our conversation. We're going to lose money with the airport. And it seems like today's group, all of us, have only been talking about how we can bring it out of the, you know, in, out of the red and into the black. You know, and the cost of hangars, if I get stopped on the street, it's always about somebody complaining about the cost of T-hangers and the price of it. I heard this weekend when I was in Florida with somebody doing my flight instructor review course that Newcastle is cheaper than we are airport by about $200. What he was telling me.
Cambridge is cheaper by over 50%.
Okay.
But I
know we need to be conscious of the dollars, but I also know that we can't be knocking the little guys out because they can't afford it anymore. I know we talked about last meeting, we talked about getting the flight training, somebody representative of them to give us a briefing on how many students they have, what's going on, what's happening. I know that when I went for that course this weekend, I was shocked at what the check rides and what the cost is now to get aviation license.
Oh yeah.
People were walking out of that little flight school that we took course in, $150,000 and $200,000 in debt. Check ride is $1,000 and $2,000 now. I don't know what it is in this area.
All charges is $1,000 for private check.
Yeah, so there's $1,000 to $2,000. I'm like, it's no wonder we can't grow. And we have to, in my opinion, we have to be conscious of how we grow the new users. You know, the new Larry Kelly, the new Jeff Reed, the new Rick Garner, whoever, Ezra, you're young. You know, you're the next generation. But we've got to be careful how we groom them and allow them to take advantage of this gem that we've got right here as the airport.
Don't ever forget.
In regard to that, how has the rebranding of the Image Coastal Airport helped with the finances and bringing people in and business wise.
What's your method of measurement? That's
it. Yeah, I don't know how you go about it.
Andrew's too new to answer that question. But I don't know if we can quantify that. I mean, I know there's a positive impact, but to put
dollars
or number of users to that, I don't think we've made an attempt to try to measure that or what the MOEs would be.
Well, when you say a positive impact, what is it?
I think it's just the perception
of
the airport. Sexier, there we go. Perfect.
I don't know how you can quantify it just because you look at, for example, the FBI, you look at fuel cells and everything pre-COVID, post-COVID, travel's changed. So that had a huge impact and a long timing of the rebranding. And so it would be very difficult to quantify without all the outside factors.
Nobody comes into the counter and says, I'm here because of the name Delaware Coastal.
Right, the new website got me. I'm here.
Yeah, there you are. I need fuel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I need something
to eat. You can look at hits. You can look at website hits.
Probably the reason Airbus came here. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Was it Airbus?
Yeah. Yeah, Aloft has a new 6-year contract with Airbus, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings up the other reason you have an airport is not just to make money. It's an extremely important part of the transportation infrastructure and part of the economic development of an area is having an airport. When I was chairman of the airport committee over in Calvert County, we're trying to build an airport. And that was one thing the people in the industrial park was begging for, an airport. Because they had clients and were willing to come there and build facilities, but not until they had an airport because their executives need to travel in, make a site visit, and get on.
Yep.
So they would go other places where they had airports. But, and more than that, also, you think about emergency disaster. We have a hurricane from up the East Coast. Where's all emergency response going to be based out of? Right here at this airport. So, you know, Jeff, to your point, an airport is not just whether you're in the black or the red. An airport is so important to the community, from not just travel, but economic development and emergency. What happened right after 9/11? What do we have here at this airport? Black Hawk helicopters, snipers, as I recall. Remember all that? Yeah. Because they expected this to be a center point of response in this area if the situation got worse.
I don't know if in the last few years, but FEMA used to have, this was their primary point of shoving aircraft in with supplies.
There is nothing else in southern Delaware that you can get into south of Dover Air Force Base.
Yeah.
This is it. Ocean City? No. Salisbury, maybe. But Salisbury is a good ways away. This serves emergency response for a fairly large area.
So what we're saying is that the airport is important, but how does this committee support that?
Well, first of all, I think we as a committee probably need to become more knowledgeable about it. We can understand it because if we passed out a test, tested everybody on this, probably we would not pass.
No. That's not something you switch on and off overnight.
No.
It's not turning on a light bulb. It's a collaborative effort over a period of months and years.
I agree.
Okay. The only reason I brought this up was, let's just remind everybody, we've got a lot of assets in this room and on this committee that could be brought to, the operators of the airport, the management of the airport, in a collaborative effort. Just like we're doing Wings and Wheels, good Lord. That's the big thing we're talking about. That's a collaborative effort. That brings a lot of recognition to this community and to this whole area in a very positive light. You certainly want the community to look favorably at an airport. You want them just to complain about the noise. And, the thousands of people that come out here for the Wings and Wheels event, they see this airport as their airport, and so they see it in a favorable light. The way it should be.
Yeah. I was going to say, I look at the air taxi potential or lack of, from feeder markets that come here, and I think there's a lot of it. I mean, that's another spoke of development, too. I mean,
maybe air taxi, but only will ever have scheduled service.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking
air taxi now.
I'm not talking about the scheduled service. I'm just talking about groups like really wanting to come in for the convenience and operations like that.
Well, and
can I just interject too that something that we found out from Scott Thomas earlier this year when we went to our grant writing. That week at that Wings and Wheels weekend is $1.2 million economic impact to this area, which we didn't know that before. I mean, we can tell you how many people we've had, but these are hard numbers that we just received that let us know what kind of an economic impact we're making.
Yeah, it's a bunch of algorithms based upon out of area visitors and locals too, but it plugs in lodging, retail, dining.
Well, that's one of the things we mentioned. We've got another group that's going to be joining us this year. They're already booking hotel rooms in the area. And
we have people that booked first time coming for the dinner show Friday night, and they're coming from New Jersey.
That's part of the same group.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, that's the
Stevens.
Yeah, that's the Les Nessman group.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
There's new hangars being built, right? Aren't there going to be some new ones coming online?
No.
No.
No. There's nothing under. There's nothing planned for construction now.
Yeah.
They're shown on the 20-year airport master plan.
Yeah.
But there's no plans at the county level to build more hangars.
There's the two that we're going to be that we have to build. The steel prices keep taking.
Yeah.
A high.
Yeah.
Rocketing up.
But you know, getting back to what Mark said, he's right. You know. Feed us some ideas. Send them to me. If we want to create a committee that I can meet with on a more frequent basis than four times a year like this, feed us some thoughts and ideas. Because anything can help.
We talked about trying to get somebody from the flight school. Give us a briefing on how many students they have.
We met Mike too.
Yeah, I'm talking. Yeah, I know Mike. I know Mike real well.
But my only point asking that was, doesn't a diversity of tenants help each other in some fashion? Like eventually bringing in new hangars with new lessees, new tenants. Do those tend to serve each other in some way, or are they mostly unrelated? Or
yeah, they help they.
Okay.
Help each other,
I mean, the larger tenants, like filling up, we've got the two hangars we had to build, and we're marketing hangar space up in Wilmington and trying to pick off some of the more expensive markets and offer hangar space down here at a discounted rate. When we have one spot open to plug a plane in so we can build a hangar, move them into that spot, that's what helps. I mean, revenue-wise, that's what helps the county, because the fuel, so if they flow, we get one jet, like the Hertrick jet, will flow more fuel than all the T hangars combined in a year. And then that's what the county gets paid on. So
I'm probably buying more avgas than all these other avgas in the county.
Yeah.
I mean, when I buy avgas, I'm at 500-600 gallons at a time.
Yeah. I think they're over 70,000-80,000 gallons per aircraft right now.
Wow.
And then this year, so it has a huge.
Yep.
So getting a big tenant has a huge impact on the airport.
The other upcoming project we do have, Bob, you mentioned this, are new taxi lanes.
Yes.
In the next couple of years, we want to build a new taxi lane off the end of aviation to support what will be hopefully 8 additional freestanding hangars. That's what's shown on our master plan. So we would look to do those 4 at a time. And the challenge with FAA is for them to fund something. They want, it's like the chicken and egg. They want the commitment on the private side on the hangars before they fund
they
infrastructure to get to the hangars. So we got to demonstrate that before we can have some positivity on grant monies.
Okay.
So we're moving that forward, and we hope to see some traction in the next year to 2 years on that.
I think
so
that's what I had heard about. I was referencing.
Yeah.
Because to me, I mean, that's growth and revenue. Like, that's what justifies having the being in the red in the first place. I think is the prospect of growth, but obviously the economic. And for what it's worth, you mentioned new members, new county council. I see county council written a lot on here. Todd, correct me if I'm wrong, but I would say, just from talking with other members, I think the majority of us are pretty bullish on the airport generally, and the economic impact and the positive aspects of it. So I don't anticipate that sentiment going away, but for what it's worth, I mean, it
is. I hope you're
going to
be out here next weekend, too.
Yeah, in the Hungry Wheels, I'm going to. Can I ride in your plane?
It's a price for everything.
The B-25, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you flew right over the Charlie Kirk thing in the circle.
And you know, the author of Masters of the Air book and the TV series, he only lives 6 miles from here. Yeah, he's going to be flying with us. They're filming another movie over in England right now. He's going to be flying with us when he gets back. Sawyer Spielberg's already coming out and flying with us. So, we're bringing some notice to the airport.
Might find Matt in the craft beer tent. I'm just saying.
That's
where I'll be anyway. Well, let's not
let this initiative die. Let's let's keep this momentum going. I know you guys all talk together. I'm sure you guys all talk together. Come up with some thoughts and ideas. Yeah, come up with some thoughts and ideas. So you email them to me, knock on my door, walk on in. I don't care. But let's not let this die, and then, a year from now, wonder why we didn't do anything. So,
anybody else comments on this? All right, we're going to move on. Wings and Wheels update. Larry.
Where do we start?
This is a
it's good to know that the taxiway is going to be open.
Yeah.
We were just out there a little earlier watching our guest here film a light, which is quite amusing. But we were out there looking at it, hoping we'd have use of that. And we're looking at there's a grassy area between the ramp and the taxiway area right now that's tall grass, hasn't been mowed.
Right.
Can we use that as a parachute landing area? It's
well,
plenty big.
I talked to Bob about it when we came in here, and he had already met with Mike Davidson from and they picked a different place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike.
Well, I told Mike to contact Bob directly about all of that.
Yeah.
So good.
The taxiway that's under construction is right here. Mike has selected the area just on the north side of what is now Taxiway Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
And the paperwork that he has to submit it to the FAA includes a map that shows the pinpoint where he's going to land.
Right.
Okay.
So he's over here.
So has he walked that property?
Yeah.
Because he knows there's a big ditch there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, he told, and in fact, I pointed that out to him, Larry, and he said that his jumpers pick a spot in 20 feet in any direction is where they'll
drop. At Andrews Air Force Base, they were jumping up there too. Same team, same guys. And you could put a piece of paper out there and they were all hitting it.
Yeah.
They're dead on. They're
they're good. Yeah.
So that's why I was saying that place would be plenty of room enough.
Yeah.
But if he's already got a place, that's great.
Yeah, and I have to admit, I promised the contractor on this project, again, they're hydro seeding tomorrow. He's scared to death that any disruption in that construction area and in the vicinity has the potential of having to disrupt any grass growth, and he would prefer not to have to come back and spray again. Hopefully it's not all going to wash away with the weather forecast.
I think it's a bigger concern is the weather.
Yeah.
And by the way, the tall grass, we have it scheduled already. Everything's going to be mowed before the event.
And in fact, and you may have seen it, because I'm sorry I missed the meeting this afternoon. I was on the phone for the better part of the late afternoon. The grass tie-down area, we deliberately cut that site back to
we looked
for you guys.
We noticed that.
Yeah,
good.
And we've already decided how we're going to use that. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Why don't you guys take charge then for this?
Let me talk about the lesson estimate thing.
Okay.
In past years, we've always done this sort of a farcical thing called flower bombing. F-L-O-U-R, okay, meaning you got 1 pound of lime, which fertilizes the grass, in a paper bag with a streamer on it, and the airplanes fly over and try to hit a target on the ground, and it's been very poorly attended by aircraft for the last couple of years. So Easton Airport, for a number of years, has done an airplane, a thing they call a chicken broth, which is where
rubber chickens doing the same thing. And all this is perfectly FAA legal. Steve Dalton, who's organized that for a number of years, decided he's not going to do it anymore. So we decided we didn't want to copy what they were doing, but do something very similar and not do the flower bombing, but instead make it the Les Nessman Invitational World Championship Turkey Drop, using rubber chickens. But it's all a whole farcical thing anyway. It's just entertaining. Right away will be given to any other traffic that's coming or going, any other airplane that's going to be announcing. And yes, Bob, we've got the radio working better on the golf cart. We found out we had a bad battery. We had a bad battery in the golf cart, which is not feeding enough voltage. That's why we had that lapse last year in radio coverage.
Oh, okay.
That's all been taken care of.
That's cool. Good.
But, you know, everybody will be told that, you know, any airplane that announces they're coming in for takeoff, landing, any normal operations will take priority over anything else that we're doing. But the thing by doing that is that group Linda was talking about then, that's all booking the hotel rooms and buying tickets for the Friday night dinner and all that, are part of the participants in this. It's a whole group. Some are based out of Easton, some are based up in New Jersey, some are based out of Pennsylvania. They fly T-34s, Epsilons, and a couple of some Yak CJs, which are Russian and Chinese built primary trainers. They all get together, they practice formation flying at different sites. So they're going to be coming in as early as Thursday, and then they will be using my hangar. They'll be briefing, flying, doing formation flying, formation practicing, and they'll be participating in that on Saturday. So that's part of that economic impact, is that whole group. It could be as many as 20 airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Bob, we noticed you cut that back, and I've already took pictures of it.
Yep.
We sent it up to Pete DeLisa, who's organizing all that.
Good.
And we're going to park all of them, because we can't really have them inside the spectator area and go in and out, in and out, in and out. That just doesn't work. So we're going to be parking them all down there, so they can go off, fly, come over, do a couple formation passes, all they do in their formation training, land, go back down there, come in, do their debrief. Everybody that's here gets to watch all of that, and they get to do all of their formation practices. Eventually, we may, at some point, actually host a formation clinic here, which would be a lot of avgas, because those things usually run for 3 or 4 days and have 20, 30, 40 airplanes to participate. But that would be separate from Wings and Wheels. But we'll do that with NATA or one of the other formation groups. But Linda, you want to bring up some of the other things we talked about today?
Well, we got a lot going on that weekend. You all know we start on Friday, so Friday morning we have a Pathways to Aviation program. This year we have middle school and high school, and thankfully, even though Indian River School District is out of session, we have two schools that we're getting about 150 kids, eighth graders and freshmen and sophomores. So they're coming from Sussex Academy and Sussex Tech. So they'll be here, they'll be in front of, you know, a bunch of aviation-related vendors and schools, and, you know, hopefully prompting, you know, some interest in aviation. We have the C-130 coming in at 10:30 on Friday morning, and we've made arrangements for the kids to be able to tour the C-130 at 11 o'clock. The first time that we're having this, we tried to do it last year and we couldn't get them. So we have the Air Force Performance Lab, which is a trailer that they use for recruiting. And they built a virtual world inside of this tractor trailer. So they can see an F-16 engine. They can do all these visual career opportunities. They can do challenges to virtual airmen, so if it's pull-ups or push-ups or anything like that. So that's due to load in at 11 o'clock on Friday. And so then we have dinner show on Friday night. For the first time, we're welcoming the 287th Army Band. So we're kind of going back to our roots a little bit, where we were with the patriotism and all of that. So we've got dinner catered by Lighthouse Catering. They've got a great menu for us. Larry's going to have his plane out there and a couple other ones. We'll have some auction items and 50-50. And it's just like for all of us that work on Saturday or work all, you know, like my car automatically drives to the airport starting on Thursday. But it's a nice night to just have a good time. The U.S. Naval Academy team will be in, and they're coming to the dinner. We've invited the C-130 crew and the performance lab team. So we'll have some new people there. And then that prepares us to kick off the weekend. And as Larry says, we have that new thing coming. We have the performance lab that's new. Our car registrations, pre-registration opened mid-August, and we probably have close to 200 cars already registered for the car show. And then the addition of all the aircraft that are coming. We're as prepared as we can be. Hopefully, weather won't impact us, but I've already started looking at it, and Larry's yelling at me to stop looking at it. But I always do it anyway. So it's supposed to, it's a family-friendly event. We don't charge any admission to come to this event. We only charge for parking. We've made a really great connection with Sussex Academy, and Todd can tell you. Last year we had some issues where they had somebody had booked the event for the location for a wedding that was going on at the same time of our Saturday Wings and Wheels, and then somebody scheduled a sporting event, so it was kind of crazy with parking, although we made it work. But in talking with the head of school, they looked at their calendar, so they didn't schedule any events to happen. And then Todd sent me an email and said, "Hey, Linda, I was looking at my daughter's schedule, and there's a game schedule." So I contacted him, and they postponed that event, or they rescheduled it. So the only thing that's happening for parking at the school will be ours. Thanks to Gus Kroll, he built us 2 trams because he didn't like the fact that one of the trams broke down last year and they couldn't do anything about it. So he built us 2 trams, which are much safer than we had with the Nanticoke Indian powwow trams. And then Calvary Baptist Church, since they're a vendor, has offered the use of their van. So they have a driver that day, and he'll help drive people to the airport. Roads are closing by the Georgetown Police Department at 8:30, and they're really going to pay attention to the checkpoint. So if you don't have a parking pass to get here, or you don't have a reason to be here, they are not going to let you through. What else is happening?
Linda, can I throw out one thing about the parking? Last year there was a couple of people posted some really negative things on Facebook.
Yeah.
I waited for hours for a tram, hours for a tram. So after the event, I walked from where the vendor parking is to where we were parking the cars. Mm-hmm. It took me 12 minutes in a leisurely walk. Mm-hmm. So this year we're having...
Yeah, we have signs made.
We have a walking area, so if you don't want to wait for a tram, we'll have a marked off secure area where they can walk right down Airport Road, turn left, and come down Aviation Avenue right into the vendor area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't have to wait hours for a tram when you can walk 12 minutes.
Yeah, and we have signage made that says...
Not that they waited hours to begin with.
Yeah, I know that
we did have problems with transportation because one of the trams broke. But there's a lot of people can't understand why we can't give them all the service when they're getting a free event.
Mm-hmm.
We also need to make sure that Georgetown, we had issues with passengers last year not being able to get to their plane.
Well, and that just takes communication from us because...
We don't know, but we just need them. If someone says, "Hey, I'm here for a flight," they got to let them through because nobody knows who these people are that are coming.
Okay.
So, we don't get passenger names. Like, a jet shows up. Mm-hmm. Jet, sometimes they have the passengers' names, but they don't have any way of getting hold of those people. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be there, then quick turn and head out. So.
Okay.
So there's no way for us to give names ahead of time for people picking up other people, passengers coming in, passengers leaving.
Okay. I'll let them know. I mean, communication is always what's key for all of us. And so that if we can tell the police department what we need to tell them, then that's what else was I gonna So even though the roads are going to be closed, the only thing that's really going to be on that road are the trams or any of our volunteers that are coming throughout the day. The Georgetown Police Department, I talked to them yesterday, and they're going to create a coned pathway for that for people to follow. That will be very, marked for people to understand exactly where they have to walk and where they don't get in the middle of. And they'll do it wide enough that 5 or 6 people can walk together.
That'll take the pressure off the trams too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Logistically on Saturday, mm-hmm. what's the schedule? I mean,
as far as what?
When do you show up, Rick? When
so
do you start
there,
setting up the
Oh Dark 30?
Oh
Dark.
Yeah. So I'm there at 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. I have a briefing with my group that's doing vendor check-in at 6:30. We have vendor check-in from 7 to 9. The car show people are not going to be let. We talked about that today in our logistics meeting about blocking off the entrance to the airport so that we have a lane for our vendors to go into and a lane to Aviation Avenue for the car show. But the car show people are not going to be let in until 8:30.
No.
And we have to have some really strong people there to guide that. We're also going to barricade Rudder Lane at least in the morning, because even though we tell car show people that they can't come in other than Railroad Avenue, they still come in Airport Road.
Yeah.
And then they come and they make the left hand turn at Rudder Lane, and then we've got chaos happening because we've got vendors there, we've got people, and then they try to get out on the ramp, you know, by driving out there. So we're going to try and prevent that this year.
I still have to issue a NOTAM closing that little portion of Taxiway Alpha between Hotel and Bravo. Mm-hmm. What time do you want that NOTAM to go into effect, and for how long?
From 7 in the morning until, I'd say, until 5. Because we're going
to
start setting up that area, Rick.
Yep, 7 a.m.
If I'm wrong, but we're going to be briefing and starting to set up that area with the barricades, you know, that's going to separate you know, people from airplanes right after 7 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, we will clear the ramp from all the public. And then we will give us from 4 to 5 to get everything broken down. I'd even say, why don't you say it's 6?
Till 6?
Make it 6 p.m. Give us plenty of time to get everything completely cleared off.
6 for the gates.
And everything turned back into an airport.
Cool.
What is the plan to fill both the parking lots right now with vendors and stuff like that? Where will we have?
So the vendors, our food and our other vendors are all in the EOC building parking lot here.
Yep.
And then we have the tent set up in the terminal building parking lot with tables and chairs for people that want to eat, and then our band also is set up over there.
Okay. Are we able to leave the row of spots facing my big hangar open? Because when we have passengers come in, last year we had the issue where they didn't have any place to park, so the guys are asking, well, leave me your keys, mm-hmm. Which may, for tenants, we don't mind doing that, but like it makes it, it's not comfortable when it's just some random person coming in and giving us their keys for their vehicle because we have no place to put it.
We should be able to. The problem that we have when people see cars in the parking lot there is that the vendors then feel like, oh, well, I don't have to go park in vendor parking. Yeah. I can park in that. And we've had issues with that.
I had that last year. They filled up behind my building,
yeah.
Even though I had it coned off.
So we try, you know, at where you're talking about, the tent is further up from that,
yeah.
So
yeah.
It wouldn't interfere with that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, where were you talking about putting that smaller tent?
So that's on the grass area. Like the tent will be like right here,
mm-hmm.
And then there's an opening, I think it's the first opening, driveway opening.
Okay.
And then there's a little grass area right next to the parking lot, and they're in that grass area. They're not in the parking lot.
Okay.
Well, I'll have the guys chain that. It's the rental car parking, those two spots, and then the 4 spots down from that. Just chain it off for passengers.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that was one of, we've tried to do that where we coned it off so people, and then they would move the cones.
But yeah, that's what the vendors did behind the other hangar last year when I did it.
Yeah.
And we've also got the long-term parking lot that can be used too.
That's what you guys are trying to tell people in the past, to park at long-term parking. And you know, our biggest concern is, number one, mm-hmm. the tent going up. So make sure that there's no cars where the tent's going up. And we found even that when they barricaded it, when the county barricaded it, people were coming and moving the barricades and parking the cars there.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't pay attention to anything that, you know.
Is it long-term full?
No.
There's a few spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the ones, I mean, we have people that have permits, but it's less and less all the time. So there's definitely room in there. So you're welcome to use that.
Yeah, we try to do everything to make it, you know, to not create issues for you guys, but we also want to make sure that our people adhere to what we're telling them, and they don't, a lot of times they don't. and Scott can tell you as he works that vendor area on Saturday morning.
It's gradually gotten better, but
yeah,
there's always a moment or two.
And then we try and tell them, you know, with being able to use the lot right outside the airport, it's a lot closer than at the end of Aviation Avenue, and people, you know, they're just,
yeah,
you know, what you have to deal with. So,
what's the status of the parking passes?
Larry's going to get them done.
I'll have those done within the next 48 hours and be emailing them out. We have one of my guys that's come email them out to everybody.
Okay, and they'll email me a copy of everything, all of each one. Appreciate it.
Probably even print up a bunch of them on heavyweight paper for you.
Yeah, so where we're parking the vendors is our volunteer parking as well as Arena's employees parking.
It'll be pretty much the same plan.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Except they will look a lot different.
Bob, you've got a copy of the safety plan, right? You good with that?
Yeah, just I don't have a copy of it yet. Did you send it to me?
Yeah, we sent it. That was done
a couple weeks ago.
I got I remember seeing a copy of the layout plan. Is there?
Well, that.
Resend.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, just resend.
Yeah. Yeah, I can send it.
It goes in the file. Yeah.
You got it right.
Mm-hmm.
You send it.
I'll send it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No guarantee they'll remember to do it.
thank you for that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else you need?
No.
From us?
No.
Anybody else have comments, questions? Moving some wheels. All right. Last on the agenda is public comments. We have a few members from the public here. No? Okay. All right. Next meeting date?
Definitely not looking to do it in October because we're just November and December. The fourth Wednesday is Thanksgiving week and Christmas week. So for November and December. Yeah.
If we can agree on a date in sometime in November and December, I'd like to have a meeting. I don't want to cancel it, especially with this initiative going on.
Early December.
Early December.
So do you want like maybe the
first or second week?
Okay. First or second week in December. I will
the holidays, right?
Okay. So either I'll contact, see if we can get a bigger room, number one. And number two, let's see if we can do it either. So
third or the 10th, right?
Third or the 10th of December.
Anybody have a preference?
Third.
I'll miss either date. I'll have to miss it because I'm the instructor in the Naval Test Pilot School from the 17th of November until the 5th of December, and then I have to go to the International Council Air Shows Convention. I'll be out there until the 15th. So from the 17th of November until the 15th of December, I'll be out of town. So just go ahead and set the meeting up. I'll just have to miss it.
Okay, so you said the 10th is not.
Right.
The 10th is not good.
I mean, if you're asking, then the 3rd is preferred.
Okay. So December 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Looking good for either.
Going once, yeah. Going twice?
I'm good for either day.
Okay. I will, I'll check with.
What did you say?
I'm good for either day.
It's like December 3rd.
Which date?
Oh, the 3rd.
December 3rd.
What is it?
December 3rd, but I've got to check to be sure we can get a room over here for that because they have a lot of things scheduling over here. So.
All right. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I don't think anybody opposed, so I'm going to ask.
yeah, too.
Thank you.
Good seeing you again, Linda.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.